95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, and the Morning Hog Show. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour on this Friday. Riggs and Guy Brew Review, socially distant SR Parade Headquarters. That's Josh and Amelia. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Do you guys know that we are kicking off a long holiday weekend, for some at least, and it seems like a time where you would really want to get into relaxing, some maybe a little bit of normalcy, and get back to drinking, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are ready for it.
Well, I knew we recruited the right peeps. What should we be sampling today?
Well, we got a whole lot today. I think 8 different things.
All right.
Three-day weekend. Get ready to party.
All right. Well, let's line up these first four soldiers then that are in line. Where do we start?
Hey, we're going to start with Keystone Light.
All right.
Why? Because right now they've got special American flag packaging, and they're supporting the USO.
Oh, yeah. I see this.
So a lot of the USOs are located inside of airports, and that gives military members a place to grab a bite to eat, possibly sleep if they want to, kind of unwind and relax if they have a layover or something like that.
It's a beautiful combination.
And I mean, it comes in a 30-pack.
Yes.
What?
Check out the 30-pack. These 30-packs are on sale right now at Walmart and Winn-Dixie for only $14.99.
Oh! I know where I'm going.
I have put myself, and I'm sure you guys, we all have had to do with this in some degree. I put myself on a very interesting budget during the week. So when that budget hits weekend time, this is 30 of these babies. Yes, please.
This is a party beer.
That's right.
A beer that, you know, you pick up a 30 pack, you're ready to hit the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, and if someone says BYOB.
Yeah.
Guess what? I was always scared of these because I thought Keystone Light equated with really cheap beer. But this actually tastes really good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's a good budget beer.
It tastes great. And you know what? This reminds me of college. And speaking of college, let's roll into the next beer.
All right.
So this is also by Key Light. It's brand new. It's called Key Lightful. So this is a raspberry lime version of Key Lightful. And they've got a mascot on the beer who is a French bulldog named Lil Breezy Keezy.
Is that what that is? By the way, I'm awarding this my, if you don't mind, I know this is a new thing. I'm awarding this Riggs's Can of the Day.
Can of the Day.
Yeah.
Right.
Can of the Day.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's bright pink. It's got green neon on there as well. It's
Ooh,
a fun looking
can. Smells really good.
I mean, the dog's wearing a pair of sunglasses and a Ooh. Hawaiian shirt.
It reminds me of something, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, my God. This tastes great.
Yes, this is amazing.
Like,
it's like somebody dropped some strawberry sherbet or raspberry sherbet.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's a candy flavor in here that I'm liking. And is it Nerds or is it it's not Skittles?
It does taste like Nerds.
Hmm?
Oh. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
I can get with that. And I got my Key Lightful bucket hat.
There you go.
And a lot higher alcohol content than Nerds.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm ready to party like I'm still in college. Fanny pack, got my bucket hat.
You wore a fanny pack in college?
Do you really? We can't see. This is the only difficult thing. We can't see you right now. We're just going to have to go to the file video and photos and check this out.
More importantly, you wore a fanny pack in college?
They became popular after I graduated.
Amelia does more. She's more of a special event fanny pack wearer, whereas you and I and Josh are we have to be, well, we have to have a lot of Keystone Lights.
I know if you check out their social media, they're actually doing a campaign to replace the dog on the front, the French bulldog, with one of the customers' dogs. So check out their social media.
Really?
That'd be really cool.
Yep.
Oh,
it's
man,
pretty fun.
I can make my dog famous? That's what you're telling me?
Exactly.
All right.
If you guys want to find out where to get these delightful beverages, srprot.com/beerfinder.
All right. I don't want to slow us down because I see a couple of taller, more menacing looking cans right now. They say Steel on them.
We're going to roll into Steel Reserve. Why? Because, you know, we all recognize COVID-19 had an effect on people. A lot of people lost work and a lot of people are looking for the most bang for their buck. And you can find that with the Steel Reserve. We're drinking pineapple because pineapple and blue raspberries, blue raspberry is the most popular flavor here in Volusia and Flagler County. So we're going to try it for ourselves today.
All right.
Like she said, bang for your buck. These guys clocking at 8%.
Wow. I wish you wouldn't have said that because I just gave us both a big gentleman's pour.
Really, you guys, I don't know what kind of, what level you're pouring over there, but yeah, guy just gave us something that resembles a bottomless coffee you'd get at a convenience store. Wow. Look at that thing. All right.
Oh, it tastes just like pineapple juice. I mean, it's pure pineapple. It actually has a great taste.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting this kind of flavor out of this this looking beverage. This beverage looks dangerous, and it is.
It should be called should be called Steel Reserve Trouble is what it should be
It'll get the job done.
Oh, my gosh. That is tasty. Now, and this is, I don't know if you guys, I was a little bit of a lightweight in college as far as my beer knowledge and awareness of how good beer could be. But had this been available in college, I would have never graduated.
Wait, I thought you didn't anyway.
It took me 5.5 years, but they recommended that I take classes called core classes. I guess you need those to graduate. I don't know.
Fair.
Go get this one. This is amazing.
Oh, don't
give it a shot. I mean, what do you got to lose? It's an 8% beer. You won't remember anyway.
Yeah, you're going to. He's absolutely right. You're both right. Steel Reserve is doing this right. And now there's a massive can that will wrap up our first session here. What is that?
We're rolling into Blue Raz.
If this is anything like the last one, I want to shotgun this one.
Blue Raz. Well, how big is that can?
This is a 24 ounce can.
Okay. You want another gentleman's pour?
Well, yeah, guy. Don't get shy. Don't get shy now.
It has a very similar flavor, just so people kind of get what's going on here. It's like a Smirnoff, to be honest.
Oh my gosh! Look at the color of this thing too.
It has very little beer flavor. You can tell that it's closer to 8%, but it has enough flavor to it where you're not. It's surprisingly good.
I mean, it definitely
it is.
It looks like a cotton candy party just broke out. Let's see.
Yeah.
See what it tastes like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're right. You're not getting beer, you're not getting alcohol, but you're getting a fizzy fruit blast.
So I just mixed the two and it turned a bright green.
Your body or the beverages?
Yeah, the beverages. I mean, it turned neon green.
All right, so Riggs, one, two, three, finishing it.
Oh, God.
I'm finishing this one on the break.
All right, fine. All right, well, while Guy chugs the rest of that 24-ounce can, we will take a quick break. We'll be back with more flavors. It's Riggs and Guy Brew of you, Josh and Amelia, SR Perot, right here on the Morning Hog Show at 95.7 The Hog.